As I was driving to the church to be at the early service today, there was, you know, a train crossing. So I had to, you know, wait until it really fades away. They will never fade away. It just keeps on. The trucks won't stop, you know, one after the other. I said, you know, am I going to make it to the church today? At Faith, people will wait for me, and I have to be patient, waiting. And as I was waiting until, you know, these trucks are done, you know, just keep on going. Almost it sounded like forever. I start to think about actually my sermon. It gives me some time to reflect on my sermon because, you know, I got good time there. So that train reminded me about humanity in two ways. One is how clever human beings are, you know, to create, to design and, you know, make that kind of machine, you know, the train and the trucks. And secondly, I also learned how weak human beings can be. We created that thing, that machine, you know, that big train, but now I am afraid of it. I was really scared because I was the first car close to the train. So it keeps on going. And I believe, you know, the driver somewhere sitting, you know, sitting somewhere, he drives it, but I don't think he has the same power that engine of the train has. He must be a very humble person as a driver because this thing is big, bigger than almost life now. But we created it. And also how weak human beings can be who dare to resist the creator of the heavens and the earth, including the one who created the machine, this engine of the train, human beings. So I said, my goodness, we have to be sometimes like a very foolish humanity because we are afraid of the very thing we created, but don't give glory to the one who created us. And so it really reminded me about how powerful our Creator God is, who created us to design some of these powerful things, you know. Look at this structure. Can you just, you know, look up and see how beautiful and big this structure is? Somebody designed and built this building for us to worship. It is above us. The structure is now above us. It's out of control. Something happens, God forgive, and if this structure decides to come down, you know how weak we can be. How weak we can be. We designed it, created it, but now it is really out of control, in a sense. If something, you know. So this reminds all of us that we need to be humble always, you know, wherever we go. I think that's a good posture of worshiping God. You know, we come and worship Him with a repentant heart because God and even some of the things He surrounded us with are greater, way greater, powerful than who we are. And that should keep us, you know, being humble as we worship and serve Him. But the Apostle Paul really wanted to introduce the Most High God, who is above all these things that we know, the most powerful being in the entire universe, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, who beat up death and busted out of the grave, and now He is seen, the only one who overcame death. He must be the most powerful being ever. And the Apostle Paul had that passion to introduce to any humankind that Jesus is risen, and He is risen, that humanity should celebrate that fact and embrace that truth and be comforted that because Jesus is alive, And he wants to proclaim about that gospel. I don't know why sometimes, you know, we dwell on the low side of the word of God, rather than first and foremost get excited with the gospel, the power of resurrection. We need the law, but you know, the law exists to serve the gospel, not the other way around. Because the gospel is the power of salvation for any humankind. So, brothers and sisters, we are granted with the power of God that is far greater, far powerful than the engine I saw this morning. You know, the train and the trucks I saw this morning. That is very humbling by itself. But I see Jesus, the Lion of Judah, in our midst. And I keep, you know, being humble in his presence. Because he is so big. He is so big. He is so big beyond what we can comprehend. And that's the passion of this apostle, to tell the people in Athens about Jesus and his resurrection. But he wanted to do it in a very wise way. And sometimes that's where we fail as people. We have the most important message, but we don't know how to communicate that. We struggle. Sometimes, you know, even my wife still tells me, Happy Mother's Day, my wife, wherever you are. But she tells me, you need to know my love language. You know. You know, so 18 years in marriage, but I'm still learning how to communicate. Because the truth is that the gospel cannot be changed, or it cannot change. The gospel is the power for everyone to be saved. And the world here, without the gospel, will never be changed. Actually, it will get worse and worse, the world. So we have two forces. This one by far is greater because Jesus is risen from the dead. And there is the world structure that refuses to be transformed, changed. So when we bring the gospel to this structure, we bring the gospel that will never and cannot be changed to the world that refuses to be changed either. How do we do it? So we get stuck with the gospel, and we know the world and how fearful the world is, but look the context in which we can deliver that unchanging message. The substance cannot be changed, but the way we deliver can be adjusted, changed, contextualized, so that these people will understand what we are talking about. First, you know, these people in Athens called the apostle a babbler. You know, he just babble up. He just say things. We don't understand him. Then they gave him time. You know, I was amazed with the way he communicated the resurrection of Jesus. He said, you guys are actually his friends. You worship this unknown God, but let me tell you, the one you are worshiping is no longer unknown. It has been made known. Actually, that God is your friend. You are his offsprings. And your own culture and even poets admit that, you know, you guys are his people. But he wants for you to make an intentional, you know, turn, repentance, so that you can have good time with him. And he brought up the notion of resurrection, how God powerfully raised up his son from the dead. And by doing that, he even lifted up the enemy of humanity, sin and death, so that you can be even closer to him through the resurrection and the power of resurrection. And some people believed. And many people were actually challenged by this message when the apostle. So the way the apostle Paul brought the message, and I really wanted to understand how he made actually a very creative way to deliver this amazing gospel to those people. And I want to summarize it with something that we use in our denominational, you know, regional office here. in Alexandria, and what we call it, the blessed model. The blessed model is, you know, is one way to bring the gospel to people, especially who are detached from Christ. So B stands for bonding, L stands for learning, S is, E is engaging, blessed, right? E engaging, and S serving, and the last S would be sharing. So can someone say what I just said? No. So it would be a very challenging question. So bless, bonding, learning, engaging, serving, and sharing. I think that's a good concept, because that's what the Apostle Paul did, if you want to summarize it. He wanted to connect in a bond with the people, because he goes every day to their marketplace. You know, he really wants to establish connection with the philosophers there. That's the connection part. And he wants to learn. He really took time to observe what's going on. He did not come to any quick, rash conclusion. He said, what are they doing with this unknown God? What is the nature of this unknown God? And, you know, what is going on here? To the point of actually getting, you know, very, not depressed, but his spirit was heavy, because he is now in the capital of all these idols in the world, you know, the capital of idols in that time was in Athens, and he was really felt the pressure. But he took time really to understand what's going on. That's the learning curve for him. But he wants to engage the resurrection of Jesus with the reality around in that context. And he lifted up the gospel while he still understands the culture. And not only that, he came as a humble, a loving friend. Let alone me, God, even the one you don't know, is your friend. You are his offspring. Why not me? I am your friend. We don't have to really associate with sinful things, and we don't, because we want to honor Christ and obey him. But sinners, we can be friends with them. We can be friends. And we mean it. Because church has to be a love story, as someone said. A love story of Jesus and his people. The first thing that should really come out of us would be love. Whoever. And there was a great conversation, you know, this morning in the Bible. And I'm glad, you know, that love is there. That forgiveness, self, you know, reflection is there. Bad things are happening. We know that. And we should be, again and again, be aware of those realities. But in the meantime, don't panic, or don't be obsessed with those things. Just lift up the gospel. Just lift up the love of Jesus. You know, the gospel is the power to save people in our life. Whatever call, you know, I'm amazed actually, some of the things this morning it was mentioned, you know, Marxism and all those things. Can I say some things about it? You know, all those things. And unfortunately, you know, as a black guy, I was even categorized in some of those things, but I don't even know the names and some of these things and how they work. But you know what gives me hope? I'm not defined by this or that, so long as I and we all are anchored on one common identity we all share, which is the love of God through Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that we have been given with. That trumps everything for me. I just come to the cross as a humble child of God, and we come together, then rest assured. Everything else would be either sinful or secondary at best. So let's focus on Jesus. Let's focus on the gospel. Jesus is risen. That amazing good news still rings in our heart. Okay, let's say that. That's beautiful. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
So bless your friends with the good news. learn about what is going on. Your own children, you know, the problem is not the way out there. Sometimes our children bring some of these things and they are puzzled, and we are puzzled as well. But we have the solution, the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we bring that gospel? Being humble, connect with our own children or the culture that is changing, and engage with the gospel, be a humble servant, and continue to share the gospel, whether people like it or not. Continue to share that gospel. See the harvest. The opportunities are out there. Some of these challenges can be the best opportunity for us to work together, my friends. Honestly, you know, the world gets worse and worse. That creates an ample opportunity for us to bring the good news. So let us see the harvest through all these challenges we face and be intentional about it. Walk with the resurrected Christ. He is not defeated, and he still loves people. And you will see what difference that can make. Be intentional with the presence of Christ and as you bring the good news to others. And trust that power of the gospel that can transform the skeptic culture, the antagonistic culture, to align with the will of God and utilize every creative way to make sure that people understand this sweet message you carry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God say, Amen. Amen.